Trust not to hold you long. We're going to share with you out of Paul's writing to the Hebrews, the 11th chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 3, and I also read verse 6. Romans 10, verses 16 and 17, that you've already heard in your hearing. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, a very familiar passage. The Bible reads in Hebrews 11 and 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear." Verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Romans 10, 16 and 17. "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, 'Lord, who have believed our report?' So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Lastly, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And we are to use the thought of subject this morning. We like to use the thought, the process of faith. The process of faith. If you don't have him, you ought to try to get him this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got him, I got him. But only you can speak for yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe Sister Trish got him this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. It is always a joy to enjoy what you do for the goodness of the Lord. The thing about it, if you get the good out of it, don't worry about whether anybody else get anything or not. To give God the glory for the many things that he has done. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you. Bless you. It's all right to feel good this morning. Somebody is going through this morning, and they may not can, or they just may not want to, but if you feel good and you can move, you better move while you can. Amen. We give glory to the power of our loving Savior Jesus Christ, and to all the ministers of the gospel this morning, to those that are here and those that are absent this morning. We pray their strength in the Lord, and we do give out supportive greetings to the Hargrave family as well this morning. Sister Chrissy, I'm so sorry I got caught all up. And then when I sat down, everything started going back to my head and realized that Miss Gunny was a very sweet lady. You have to know Miss Gunny. Miss Gunny was a very unique individual. And so we walk along with the Hargrave family this morning as well. It's all over. Yeah, before we go. And as I speak right now, somebody's leaving. Somebody's going to leave tonight. Somebody's going to leave tomorrow morning. And it's always a shocker sometimes when you get that call and realize that it's somebody that you know. And that's what we've been getting hit over and over the head with the last couple of months, is just people that we know. And so somebody that know you gonna know that they gonna hear your name. So we just pray and hope that God would bless us, and that in living we enjoy life, but we make preparations for death, and don't get overly sad over death, because it's a transition into a better life. Even though we don't like to look at it that way on many occasions, because we're here and we want to stay here, but this world is not my home. Hallelujah. I thank God for who he is and for what he has done. And The essence of all of what I'm saying can tie in with our message on today, the process of faith. Because unless you got faith in God, and unless you believe that your God is a deliverer, that your God is a keeper, that your God is a watcher, and will do those things that need to be done, Missy, even in the skyway, he's right there. And so we thank God for him taking you and bringing you back once again. And being that that's your livelihood, you're going to have to go back again. So we just pray God's strength that he would be with you every step of the way. And we continue to praise God for who he is. What a mighty, mighty God we serve this morning. God is such an awesome God. God is a God that, regardless of whether we will take the time out to give him praise or not, it's not so much about the praises, but about the conviction that we have and doing the will and the word of God. The Bible declares, O Lord, how excellent is thy name. Our God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. And so we praise the Lord our God. We give God our all in all. And I thought about that verse where David says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I found out that once you experience a taste of him, you always go back for some more. I found out that you just can't get enough of Jesus. I don't care whatever you've tried in life. There's nothing better for you or nothing better to you than the love that you get from Jesus Christ. If you can say this morning that you have a relationship with God, then you are in a truly standing on good ground. When the words come out of your mouth, the Lord is my shepherd, it ought to be more than just mere words. It ought to be something that will start you on a brand new journey, a spiritual journey with the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We take the time to give God thanks for our yesterdays. All we got to do is realize that if he did it yesterday, he can do it today. Same God that woke you up yesterday woke you up this morning. The same God that started you on your journey and allowed you to go through the conclusion of your day and get up this morning, that's the same God that was right by your bedside this morning. And God didn't ask you for much. All he asked you to do is just tell him thank you. All he asked you to do was to love him, to put him first, and to know that he is a jealous God. And when we take time to just thank him for who he is and for all that he's done, we also realize that he is a God that can do what you need him to do right now, knowing that he didn't have to do it then, but he can do it whenever he serves fit. To serve a loving God and an unchanging God, that even in the midst of all we see, all that we hear, we know that God is yet still the one in control. It is his will that has to be done. And so we thank God for his will. We thank God that no matter where you may be on your Christian journey, the outcome is that where you are depends on your faith walk. How sincere is your faith walk? A whole lot of us, we talk it, but do we really have it down on the inside? We say that we got faith in God, but when everything began to get a little rough, we find that we have many that will throw their hands up in the air and they'll go off the other way. But if you're a child of the King, if you know God to be your God, if you know that you can depend on him in all facets of life, then you know that you can always depend on the power of God. Our faith determines the outcome of many circumstances or situations that we face in life. Faith has to be solid and complete. Faith needs to be unwavering confidence. Faith is more than just a word. When we look at the definition of faith, we find that faith is complete trust or confidence in something or someone, strong belief in God or in the doctrine and devotion to God, especially without logical proof. Faith is believing that there is a God when the only thing we got to go on is the word of God. And we go on the word of God, we realize that everything that we see, God made it. And if God made it, then we got to trust that God is the God that's in control. We got to know that God is able to do just by opening up his mouth and saying, let there be. And there it is. That's all God had to do. All God had to do is just let us know that he is the Lord, our God. God woke us up this morning to the same sun that that he created thousands of years ago. Sun get brighter, sun get hotter, but it's still the same sun. That moon that comes up in the night, even though it sometimes is full and sometimes it's a quarter, sometimes it's a half, but it's still just the moon. We can call it what we want to, but we can't change what God made it to be. When I begin to think about who God is and what God has done, I can't help but give my God praise. I give of alliance and loyalty and truth, because if I keep the faith in God, don't run around in despair. No matter what may happen, God is able to do what needs to be done in your life. As we look at the biblical definition of faith, the Bible declares, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. By it, meaning by their faith, they obtained a good report. The report is that if I believe in the power of God, then things that God want to happen is going to happen. If I believe in the power of God, things that God does not want to happen will not happen. Is it necessary to say no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper if you got some wavering doubts in your mind? If you believe that God is going to protect you, if you believe that what God has for you is for you, then you can't allow your doubt, you can't allow naysayers, you can't allow the negative thinking folk to pull you away from your positive thinking and knowing that God will make a way. I wonder how many people do we have in here this morning that truly believe that whatever I ask God to do, God always comes to my rescue. And the old hymn that said, may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Am I talking to anybody in here that found God to be on time? Even though you was almost ready to give up, even though it seemed like everything was gloom and everything was just going down and down, and it seemed like you were getting pushed farther and farther up against the wall, God said, be still and let you know that I am God. Anybody know how to be still long enough to let God be God? Anybody, even in the comfort of your home, realize that I didn't need the preacher there to feel the presence of God. I didn't need the choir there to have a hymn or a song on my mind. Anybody in here know how to sing at home all by yourself? Anybody know how to talk to God early in the morning, late in the midnight hour? I wonder if there's anybody in here that got a conversation that you have with God. And you're not worried about how you sound or who hear it. All you want to do is talk to your God. I can't help but not think about Reverend Lanier always said, have a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk. You ain't got to worry the Lord all day long. Sometimes you talk to God too long, God can't hear all that. You got to mix it up sometimes. Just say a little bit. He already is all knowing. He knows exactly what you're going to ask before you open up your mouth. Anybody glad that God realized that he was going to bless you before you even got up this morning? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. If you wake up and you see the dawn of another day, you ought to be glad to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. What a mighty God we serve this morning. We got to have faith in that God. We got to have faith knowing that he is the substance of things that we hope for. He is the evidence of the things we cannot see. It was by him that the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So now, God, with his awesome power, when we look in the word of God, we realize that nothing would be in existence right now if there wasn't a God somewhere. When we look here in the word of God, we find out that the worlds were framed by God himself. The way that we read it here, it says, now, the worlds were framed by the word of God. not by a carpenter or a contractor, but by the word of God. He didn't have to get out any tools to make the creation that he was getting ready to create. For the way I read it, the Bible declares, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So that the worlds were framed by the word of God. In order for it to be a word of God, then God has to say it. So God said, let there be light, and there were light, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the Bible declares, as we look back again, it said that everything was darkness and void. But the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. God saw that the light, that it was good, and because it was good, he divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the very first day. Look at all the days that we've had since that day of creation. Many nights, many days. We've had good days, we've had bad days. But we trust that God framed everything that we see comes from God. But that's why we have to have a problem when it deals with the Israelites dealing with idol God, because how are you going to make a God out of something that God created? Things that were framed from the word of God. The word were framed by the word of God. So things that we see now come from things that did one time not appear. So when we look here in the word of God and we think about them getting a good report, in order to get a good report, you got to do something. A whole lot of us are not going to get a good report because we still doing nothing. We waiting on them to do it. We waiting on the faithful few to do it. We waiting on the one that don't have a selfish spirit to say, here I am, send me. But I wonder, do we have any other folk that realize that I am available to be used by the Lord? The Bible declared that faith, Abel had faith, that he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. Faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. And before his translation, he had the testimony that he pleased God. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's about pleasing God. When we talk about the process of faith, the substance of things hoped for, we find out that the Bible declared that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God that things not seen as of yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark, and saved all of his house. When you got faith in God, regardless of what the naysayers say, regardless of the fact that to everybody else, Noah looked like a crazy man, but the mere fact that he was doing what God told him to do, he got the victory. You can't allow what somebody else think to keep you from doing what God tells you to do. The Bible declares, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. But by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him for the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We can't get away from God. When we start talking about faith, we got to have God somewhere in there. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, but delivered of a child when she was past age,
because she judged him faithfully who had promised. When the Lord God says that something can happen, you got to learn how to trust the power of God. We got to read, as we read here in the Word of God, we know that God's Word does not change. So today when we deal with the fact of faith, having a process, you got to see, regardless of how strong our mindset is, our spiritual mind also has to grow. In this faith process, we walk by faith and not by sight. As long as we believe anything that will happen, all we got to do is trust the power of a loving God. I got to know that the God that I serve is able to do what I need him to do. I got to know that through the Word of God, the Bible declares, how then shall I know the Word of God? How should I hear the Word of God unless God sends me a preacher? How then shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and being glad tidings of good things. But they haven't also obeyed the gospel of Isaiah. Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? Or then, who can believe the power of a loving God? When I think about who Isaiah is and the power that he loved with God, he realized when he said here, for we shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He have no comeliness where we should see him, for there is no beauty that we should desire him. Surely he hath borne our griefs, he has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But I like this verse where it says he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But the Bible declares, all we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way. The Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. But I'm so glad that I found out that he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. He brought up a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, to put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God, a God that I can have faith in, a God that I know that by his stripes we are healed, a God that I know that when I need him early in the morning, all I got to do is look up to the hills, knowing that all of my help comes from the Lord. I'm so glad this morning to know that when you hear the Word of God, not only do you hear the Word of God, but you ought to be a doer of God's Word. You ought to know that God's Word will be right there by your side. Anybody trusting the Word of God this morning? Anybody know God is right by your side? Anybody took time out this morning to say, I serve a mighty God. I serve a can-do God. I serve a God that will not and cannot fail. I serve a God that with him all things are possible. I looked and I found out that all around me, how hardly they are that have riches into the kingdom of God. But his disciples were astonished and said with his words, Jesus answered him again and said unto them, children, how hard it is for them that are to trust in the riches that enter into the kingdom of God. How in the world can a camel go through the knee of the eye of a needle? I'm so glad to know that my God, if I got faith in the power of God, I got to believe that even God can allow himself to go through the eye of a needle. I got to have the faith process. I got to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's not what I see with my eyes. It's not what I hear with my ears. But what it's got down deep in the depths of my heart. I'm so glad to know that I got God this morning. And I know that with God, nothing is impossible. I know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. So I'm talking to that individual this morning that got a situation going on in your life, and the devil trying to make you give up on your faith walk. But I stop by to tell somebody, hold on and hold out. Don't let nobody get between you and God. Don't let nobody tell you that there's not a God somewhere. I serve a God that sits high and he looks down low. I serve a God that is able, a God that is able, a God that is willing this morning, a God that will take you whenever it seems like everything is gone, and God will mend you all the way back together. Anybody got God down on the inside? I want to thank my God this morning for being the God that I can always depend on. And Jesus, looking up to them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All I got to do is trust him. All I got to do is believe in him. All I got to do is know that I serve a mighty God. And as long as I serve God, everything is going to be all right. But I got to have the process in mind. I got to realize that I'm walking by faith, but I can't walk by myself. I realize that when I walk in the faith walk, there are times when I can't carry myself. And those are the times the Lord God scoops us up, holds us in the upper palms of his hand. And my Bible says, as long as God got you in his hand, no man or woman is able to pluck you out. Anybody in the house of God? Anybody in the hand of God? Are you trusting God this morning to be your God and to do? To do what no one else can do. The process of faith. That process, sometimes it'll take you on a rocky road, but you got to trust that God's going to still be right there. Sometimes in that process, you're going to look around and those that said that they would go with you all the way, those are going to be the ones that are going to leave you all by yourself. But God will not ever leave you, neither will he ever forsake you. But God says to us this morning that he is our God. Anyway, God is such a loving God this morning. Faith. How many of you got unwavering faith? You see, you can't ask God and then debate, mumble, grumble, and complain about how he answers. When you ask him, take it at face value. Because I do guarantee you that whatever and however God comes through, it's going to be for your good. He is that kind of God this morning. As we stand to our feet this morning, someone's faith walk may not be what it used to be, but God will renew your strength. He will build you back up. And God will get that enemy off of you. You got to learn how to tell the devil to get behind you. I don't care which direction he come at you. He'll come at you through your family, through your job. Even in the church house. But you got to hold your head up high and know that you serve a mighty God. I'm walking by faith, not by what I see. I believe that God's going to continue to make a way for you, you, and you. And whatever it is that you need God to do, when you lay it on the altar, leave it there. Don't try to take it back. Don't be in a hurry, but tarry and let God be God. The doors of the church are open at this time. But there may be one this morning that would like to come while the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this place. God has blessed us beyond measure. And if God has been a blessing unto you, then you ought to want to be a blessing unto someone else.